We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
AM 1340 in Denver, and Benjamin is on our AT&T hotline. Benjamin, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Benjamin, I can't take the drama anymore. Tell me, who are the Bills trading up with, and where? How high are they going? Is that all right? Am I asking too much?
No, not at all. I mean, I can't nail down specifically who they will trade for at this point in time, but I can tell you they've made phone calls with both the Cleveland Browns and the Indianapolis Colts to try to get up to 3-4. So, they're putting in the framework, seeing what it takes to get up there. They've made no secret of that, and I think they're going to be successful ultimately. I think probably the Colts are the likeliest destination.
So you mentioned 3-4. Does that mean 2 is not in play?
At this time, I have not heard that 2 is in play. I had not heard that there was any kind of conversation there. That doesn't mean that it won't come that way. It doesn't mean that it won't change, but that's just not – I can't report what I haven't heard, you know.
Mm-hmm. You also had a tweet about the Bills telling teams that deliberately, I believe was the word you used. Or tell us
making
about the Josh
teams
Allen.
Aware.
Yeah, tell us about the Josh Allen tweet.
Well, it's one of the things, last year, right before day 2 of the draft, I tweeted out that I got the text message that looking for Nathan Peterman to the Buffalo Bills. There's definite interest this year. That same source came back to me this year and said, Josh Allen. And, I find that interesting that they were hammering that home. Obviously, the guy was with the team, was correct last year. This year, there's a gut feeling in there that this may be too good to be true, quote unquote, that they may be floating that to get other teams to think that's the direction they're going. But it's interesting to note that they've been very, very deliberate. The voices that I'm getting from there are very deliberate in Josh Allen, and I hadn't mentioned anything else despite some media speculation.
Yeah, how much, as you said, this time of year, you got to be sift through all this stuff. You got to have like a detector there to figure out whether it's a smokescreen or legit. What do you think? What's your gut telling you since you deal with sources and deal with people around the league on a regular basis?
My gut tells me that it's a little bit too early to be hammering that home, especially with no deal or framework in place. So, I remain skeptical. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just one of those situations where I tend to be a little more cautious with it.
I got it. You mentioned Cleveland at 4. Let me bring this up because someone got a couple guys tweet about this, and I never got to it. So the thinking about Cleveland is they're going to take a quarterback with one of those and try and get Barkley with one of those. So they signed Carlos Hyde. Why would 4 be in play? I guess is what I'm getting to.
Yeah, they're not really in on Barkley as much as I think people think they are. Darnold at 1 is probably their first move, and I think Saquon Barkley is going to fall a lot further than fans think in this draft. You notice a lot of those teams up there in the top 8 have already secured running backs to big money deals, whether that's the Giants with Jonathan Stewart, the Browns with Carlos Hyde, and the Niners with Jarrett McKinnon. So I don't think Carlos Hyde is going to go as high as people think. I think he's probably in there. I don't think Barkley is going to go as high as people think.
Yep.
Yeah, go to Tampa. There is probably his destination, but 4 could be in play. I think that I think the Browns want to move back. I think they want Ward, the corner out of Ohio State. They've been looking at corners real heavily in free agency and kind of whiffed on all of them so far. So I think they really want to make sure they secure that cornerback position. And I think 4 might be a little too high to grab some of the guys they like.
We've asked you about 2, 3, and 4. One of the reasons why we got you on here, you're based in Denver, is 5. So the Broncos are bringing in Case Keenum. What do they do at 5 now? How does this impact the idea of maybe taking a quarterback there? Uh-oh. We lose him?
Hello?
Benjamin! Hello, Benjamin.
We lost him.
We lost him. Well, we got to get him back because I'm really curious about what Denver's thinking
about.
There
was talk yesterday from a couple of Broncos, a former Broncos personnel guy and also Chris Harris Jr., who is a corner on the team, saying they each said they'd be surprised if they took a quarterback. But we got Benjamin back.
Benjamin, we lost you right at the end of the question about what Denver's thinking at 5 with quarterback.
Yeah, I guess the Denver people right here jamming my phone didn't run that intel out. No, I'm kidding. I think that the Denver Broncos are still in the quarterback market. I don't think they're out of it at all. They're obviously John Elway, Vance Joseph, that whole contingent actually flew down last night. They're at Oklahoma's pro day today to scout Baker Mayfield. I know Garrett Kubiak, who's a senior advisor to the personnel department and got them Case Keenum, is really pushing Baker Mayfield. John, of course, really likes Josh Allen. So I don't think they're out of the quarterback market. If their quarterbacks are gone by five, you could see them make a move after maybe a Quentin Nelson or trade back and try to get Mike McGlinchey.
You mentioned, so if their quarterbacks are gone by five, who would be on their short list? Like, so you're talking
Quentin
Darnold,
Nelson,
Rosen?
You're right. The quarterbacks that they'd be after would be, they wouldn't really be after Sam Darnold, but Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen would be on their short list. And if those guys are gone, then they'll probably go offensive line.
Okay. What about six? You know, I don't think anybody's going to look at the Jets and go, they've solved their quarterback situation. They bring in McCown, they bring in Bridgewater. What about the Jets at six taking a quarterback? Or, well, they wouldn't move out with the Bills anyway, but what about taking a quarterback there?
Well, they're very much in play for a quarterback. You know, signing Teddy Bridgewater and Josh McCown to one-year deals does nothing to solve their quarterback issue. And Bryce Petty and Joel Stave, who's not even a quarterback, he's really a safety, and Christian Hackenberg don't solve anything anyway. So they're very much in play. The problem is they're right at the cusp of that position where there's probably not going to be anybody available. So I think they're hopeful one falls in their lap, and if they don't, they're another candidate for trade back with a team like, you know, Buffalo or Arizona or somebody like that.
You had a tweet this morning about McCarron, too. Now, there's a report out, right, that the Patriots have offered him a contract. What happened to A.J. McCarron on the free agent market?
Well, he just didn't have a market. He and Nick Foles, something I'd warned about for a couple of weeks, and then I tweeted out yesterday that keep an eye on the Patriots if the price is right. And this morning, I think WEI is reporting that that he got the offer last night. You know, I don't know that he's going to sign there necessarily, but he just doesn't have a market. He's not that good, you know, and I think, you know, teams aren't sitting around saying, you know, hey, anytime we have the opportunity to sign the guy who couldn't beat out Andy Dalton, we got to do it. So it's, you know, I think that people got to remember that the hype and the production are sometimes two different things.
We're getting calls about Foles this morning, Benjamin, about whether, you know, the market doing what it did yesterday, the Eagles can talk about trying to get a 1 and a 4, but is it possible the price on Foles would have gone down? Maybe the Bills didn't agree to terms with anybody yesterday because they're trying to trade for Foles.
Well, that's a possibility. I can tell you the Eagles only received one offer, a second round pick, and that team has already moved on, you know, so far. So the market for Nick Foles is just not there. Nick is not, you know, I think people are riding the hype of that Super Bowl run. Philly really dumbed down the offense. They really simplified that offense for him. They still put up a lot of points. They were effective with it, but they really simplified it for him. And there are a lot of teams that realize that Nick Foles doesn't probably translate across the board to a lot of teams in terms of long-term success. He was a great little spot starter there in Philly. It's a fun story, but he's not the guy you want leading your franchise long-term.
Benjamin, thanks. It's always nice to have you on our show. We always appreciate you giving us some time, especially early morning mountain time. So thanks again for coming on with us. We will keep following your tweets.
Oh, absolutely, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.